The above diagram is how, in my mind's eye, I see section 1. And the diagram starts at the top of the page and works down. In section 1, we put forward the view that organisations must choose one of three competing business concepts: the production concept, the selling concept, and the marketing concept. Each business concept determines the philosophy of the organisation. The most adopted business concept in advanced nations is the marketing concept. And that's based on the simple premise that organisations that best satisfy the needs of their customers are best placed to satisfy their own needs. From this point, organisations then craft and communicate their philosophy both internally and externally. And through repetition of this message, and through rewards and punishment, in time, a marketing culture develops. Now, a culture takes time, and it takes time to change, and it's easier to articulate a new philosophy than modify a culture. Now, in an ideal world, this would be relatively easy. However, organisations must manage the prevailing situational factors, and we have identified them as comp factors: customers, the organisation, the marketplace, and the product. Organisations are demanding, and marketing practitioners must meet financial, strategic, and communication objectives. In section 1, we identified three financial, three strategic, and three communication objectives of marketing practitioners. And we identified them and stated them as the 9 key objectives of marketing practitioners. Finally, we identified that in many organisations, they are evolving and markets are a place of natural selection. We highlighted that customers demand best satisfying products and will reject those that do not best satisfy their needs. This is a little Darwinian in its context.